RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish and JP hanging out. Going to get back into the Washington Commanders. The season, of course, was wrecked by injuries.
Yep.
4-win season, likely to be 4-13. They play the Eagles here in the last week of the season. But in the Cowboys' loss on Christmas, we saw Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, go for 105 yards rushing on 11 carries, had the 72-yarder. Has he shown you enough to think he's worthy of being the number one back? We put this up as our Surfside poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Junkies poll sponsored by Surfside. Use the code Junks at store.statesidevodka.com and get 25% off their merchandise, tees, hats, hoodies, and more. Again, use the code Junks at store.statesidevodka.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen enough from Bill to make you believe he is a number one back?
I mean, the numbers would tell you so because, you know, he's almost at 800 yards, almost 5 yards a carry, 8 touchdowns. The problem is he's not a receiving threat. He's only got 9 catches. Now, look, I know Christian McCaffrey's and Achane's and Bijan Robinson's don't grow on trees. But I just need a guy who can run the ball and can go out for a pass and who's dangerous in both aspects. And right now, for some reason, and I don't know why Kingsbury didn't give the ball to Merritt that much in the middle of the season. I mean, he had games where he had 14 carries, 17 carries, but then he had 9 carries against Miami, 9 against Kansas City, 4 against Denver, 7 against Minnesota. His overall numbers would tell you yes, and if you gave the ball to him, you know, he's got 162 carries. If you gave the ball to him 230 times, well, he'd probably have 1,200, 1,300 yards. But there's got to be a reason they weren't doing that.
He fell out of favor a little bit in the middle of the season.
He did.
So he had the bomb game against the Chargers, so I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was week 5.
I think he went for 150 total yards in the game.
Right.
Then his next 4 games were kind of duds, and they gave Rodriguez more of a chance.
Yep.
And Rodriguez showed enough that he seemed worthy of being the number one back on this team, even though it was a situation where they're sharing the load, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like Rodriguez was getting 30 carries.
No.
But he was the number one back. And I don't know if it was blocking, if it was pass receiving. I don't know why he fell out of favor that Rodriguez kind of leapfrogged Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Right.
But with Rodriguez hurt, you've seen Bill get a shot. And in two of the last three games, I mean, against the Giants, and I know the Giants' defense isn't great. Mm-hmm. He goes for just under 100 yards, has a touchdown, 96 yards
yep.
on 18 carries, averaged 5.3 yards per carry.
Yeah, really
in this game, only 11 carries, because for a 105, he had the long 72-yarder, averaging 9.5 yards per carry. Like,
but against Philly, he had 8 carries for 25 yards.
This last week, I'm going to need to see him back it up. He doesn't have to have a home run, a 72-yarder, but I'm going to need to see a little more production. And if I see that, then I think I'm changing my opinion. You know what? A few weeks ago, we had this discussion about should they go and get somebody in free agency or draft a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colin Cowherd says this all the time. New information, new opinions. Well, the new information is Merritt, the last 3 weeks, as he's getting more carries, is showing you that maybe he can be the number one guy. So the last game of the season, kind of meaningless. They're 4-12. People probably want them to lose, improve draft position. But if he backs up with another game, then I think I am comfortable moving.
You're
like
okay
I was
him,
a guy, though? I was a guy who thought maybe they should go out and get a proven running back in free agency, Breece Hall, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a bunch of guys who are going to be available in free agency that shouldn't cost too much. Like, I think getting a free agent, like a top free agent wide receiver, is going to cost a lot of money. So I was like, draft a wide receiver, get a running back in free agency. But if Bill is going to show you what he's shown you in the last couple of weeks, and there's been flashes throughout the season, maybe you roll with him, and Rodriguez has shown enough that maybe I don't address the running back room at all. Like, I'm okay with running it back. I mean, McNichols at times, now he doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but on third down passes,
mm-hmm.
he's made some big plays for this team.
I still need to see another body in that room. That's just me, especially a guy. I'd rather have a guy who can run and can receive. I don't want to have a guy run and then bring in another guy like McNichols, who's my pass catcher. I'd want a combo guy, and I just don't know if Bill is that guy, unless he works on it in the offseason. We talked about this last week, Cakes and I. That's one thing he's got to do. He's got to learn to be a better receiver. 9 catches for your number one RB, a smaller, fast guy.
But is it because he can't catch or they don't look his way?
There's got to be a reason.
He has 3 fumbles this year.
Yep.
So that also maybe is part of the reason he fell out of favor for a while. So this last week, I think it's going to be interesting. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, and you can vote at Junks Radio on our poll. Has Bill shown you enough to make you believe he should be the number one back for Washington next season? Right now, it's about 50-50. You can vote at Junks Radio. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to TJ in Alexandria. TJ, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
What's up, T? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm riding high. Just pretty much secured the fantasy football championship last night.
Nice job.
Congrats.
So I'm in a good mood.
Good.
You're counting your chickens, right? Does your opponent have anybody on the Rams?
No, I actually have Puka, and I already won. So.
Oh, nice. You're good to go.
Nice job.
Yeah, good to go. Good to celebrate. I was at the game this weekend. I actually have both McNichols and Rodriguez on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodriguez went out with an illness, something like that.
Yep.
So I had to start McNichols. He didn't do great, but we do know that Kroski Merritt had a fantastic game.
Yep, he did.
I was actually right at the end zone spot where he was running to on that long run. Haven't felt anything like that as a fan really all season. I love those big runs. But anyway, I think that we need somebody else. I agree with you. We've got Austin Eckler. He might retire. Who knows?
Yeah, I wouldn't count on Eckler next year.
Yeah, I agree with
you. Age and injury, I think they're going to move on.
Yeah.
I agree with you, although he was great to have. And so maybe, we got him, what was it, from the Chargers or something like that in a free agency or a trade type deal. We need somebody else. Bill's, in my opinion, too small. He can't take the workload. He didn't get a chance necessarily all season to prove it. but maybe something like a Derrick Henry or a bigger back that can really dominate the line. I mean, you saw this week with Derrick Henry's performance. It's the reason why I won. So
right, you're not going to get Derrick Henry. You just want a bigger guy. I got you.
I just want a bigger guy.
Yeah.
We don't really have that. We've got speed. Rodriguez is bigger, but he's 5'11", 220, maybe.
All right, so you don't think he's shown enough. Appreciate the call.
Merrick could be a really good number two. I mean, you look at Kyle Monange in Chicago, who's a number two. He's going to have, I don't know, he's got to have 800 yards. I mean, that's a great number for a number two.
So just to rip through some names of potential free agents, 2026, this is according to SpotRack, Najee Harris.
Don't want him.
I mentioned Breece Hall.
Intriguing.
J.K. Dobbins.
Because Hall is a good pass catcher, too.
J.K. Dobbins.
Is always hurt.
Always hurt.
Yep.
Jerome Ford.
He's not bad.
He isn't bad.
When he's healthy, he actually produces.
Rashad White.
Again, backup.
Javonte Williams from the Cowboys.
I mean, he had a great year.
Kenneth Walker.
He's really good when he's healthy, but he's always banged up.
Yeah, see, that's why I might be leaning towards running it back.
But, I mean, there are other guys you can pluck. I mean, you don't have to pick one of those seven guys.
Some of the bigger guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to our pal Shane in Switzerland. What's up, Shane?
Morning, Junk. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. What's up, Shane? Do you like Bill as your number one going into next year?
Hails to the no. Hails. Look, that's the reason why we need – I've seen enough to say we need another running back. We need – Look, this roster is nobody said on this roster. Call it what it is. If they're going in next year saying we're going to rerun this roster, then we got issues. But no, we need a pass catching, a bigger tap style back. But no, we need help. I thought Chris Rodriguez actually had a better year, but and I thought he was going to beat out Bill. But we need somebody in between the tackles. So somebody can get those hard when the weather's bad. When we can somebody to lean on. It's hard to find that. That's all-purpose back, if you will, in today's football. Somebody can pass pro and all that. But, yeah, we need help. And I think it starts with the play calling, too, to put our running backs in better situations as well. So this college gimmick offense, this RPO, where we're at. So that's another topic, I guess. But, no, we need help big time.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
at Alvin Kamara, go to Alvin Kamara. You're trading for all these old players. Go get Alvin Kamara.
Oh, I mean, he's older and he's been banged up. I know, but
that's what we do now, Larch.
I got to get a younger guy. I got to get a younger guy. Thanks for the call, bud. If you look at Washington's total numbers, I think they're fifth in the league in rushing as a team. They've got 2,100 yards, 2,147. 18 rushing touchdowns, but you have to factor in the running quarterbacks that they have.
You know,
so their quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels and Marcus combined, are like the third running back because they've got almost 600 yards.
You know who'd be an intriguing ad? Who is a free agent? Yep. I didn't mention him. Kenneth Gainwell, because you want a pass catching back. I'm looking at Gainwell this year. He's got 65 catches.
He's good at that. He is.
65 catches.
He wouldn't be your number one. So who's your number one if you're bringing in Gainwell?
I'm telling you that
you like Bill as number one.
I think I could roll with Bill, Chris Rodriguez, and then throw Gainwell in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But it's low on my list of priorities.
I would agree with that.
They have limited draft picks. I'm not drafting a running back, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not saying you draft a running back unless you get someone later in the draft that kind of excites you, but. I think they're going to add to that room. I'm not sure who. I don't know if it's going to be through the draft or free agency, but I think they're going to add to that room. I think they need a tight end as well. They certainly need to look at receivers. You got to get younger and faster at receiver. You obviously defensively, they got a bunch of holes. I mean, there's so many holes on this roster, and Adam Peters is going to have a lot to do in the offseason. He and DQ are going to have to figure out, all right, which direction do we go in the draft early and which direction are we going in free agency?
It's just one game, but this week means something to me. If Bill performs well against the Eagles in this last game of the season, and then I look at three of the last four games where you'd say he's had good games, then I think I'd be okay with running it back with him as the number one, Chris Rodriguez as two, And I don't hate Jeremy McNichols. Like, Gainwell would be an upgrade. I'm looking at what Gainwell's done with Pittsburgh this year. He's run for 527 yards. He's given you 4.8 yards per carry when he touches the ball as a runner. But he's got 65 catches.
Do you think that Philly...
65 catches out of the backfield.
Yeah. You think Philly is going to play any of their starters? The game doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So if he
maybe a little bit to try and catch a rhythm. Their offense looks so bad.
If he puts up numbers against backups, I'm not going to put a lot of stock into it. But we'll see. We'll see what they do.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have just 2.5 days left with Window Nation's end of year sale. That means your chance to cash in on 50% off on all windows and all window styles. And if you choose to finance the purchase, get 0% interest for 5 years. Exists until the end of day, December 31st. If you've been thinking about new windows, do it now, man. Take advantage of this offer. Nobody's got a better offer than Window Nation. I promise you, you're not going to work with a company that cares more about its customers than Window Nation. Hence the 45,000 five-star reviews that they have and the number one rating per Forbes magazine among window installation companies across America. It all starts with a free in-home estimate. You mention my name, they'll schedule it for you when it's convenient for you. They'll leave you with that quote and they won't bother you. They're not going to put pressure on you. They'll tell you to shop it to see if you can beat that offer. I don't think you'll be able to. Window Nation's installation crews finish the job in a day or less. That's part of the offer. And you get your windows with a lifetime warranty. If you've been been thinking about buying new windows to lower your heating bills and air conditioning bills and also make your home look nicer, all I ask is give Window Nation a chance to come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. So in the Jonathan Jones story, CBS Sports, he writes, Al Harris, Chicago's defensive backs coach, defensive passing game coordinator, has overseen a unit responsible for a league-leading 21, now 22 after last night, interceptions. A coach the past 13 years, Harris was previously with the Cowboys. In his final 4 years in Dallas, the Cowboys had the most interceptions in the league with 72 between 2021 and 2024. He had Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland, his first team All-Pros. Today, the Cowboys have the second fewest interceptions in the league this season. The ball is worth millions, and no one has the turnover pelts on the wall like Al Harris. Al Harris coached with Dan Quinn when Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator. Quinn decided to bring Joe Witt Jr. with him rather than to bring Al Harris with him. And Al Harris would be an example of sort of an inside the family hire, inside the Quinn family hire. As would Raheem Morris, who coached with him in Atlanta, or Jeff Ulbrich, who is the Falcons defensive coordinator, who coached with him in Atlanta. That assumes that Raheem Morris gets boomed at the end of the year, and there's no guarantee of that. The simple question is, do you want the hire to come from outside the Quinn family or inside the Quinn family? The three examples would be Al Harris from Chicago, Jeff Ulbrich from Atlanta, or Raheem Morris from Atlanta. If Raheem Morris is left, is let go. Look, I will. Kevin in Arlington and I texted back and forth over the weekend. This is one of those things where I just trust me on this. We think we know, but we don't know anything. Those that declare things about, you know, position coaches and even coordinators, honestly, they don't know 99 times out of 100. People know inside the game who's good, who isn't, who's the right fit, who isn't. I think I have a preference for him to go outside, like, and hire somebody that I know is good, like Jim Schwartz as an example, but I don't know. And nor do you really know, even though there's going to be some passion and emotion tied to this. And as far as hiring people you know, cronyism, if you've been in the league for more than 5, 6, 7 years, it's the way most coaches go when they have people that they've been working with for a long period of time that they're comfortable with. It's the way most coaches go, successful and unsuccessful, when you've been in the league for a long period of time. So I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other, because I feel like I'm out of my depth here when it comes to somebody like Al Harris. He might be the next great thing as a defensive coordinator, even though Quinn knows him well. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Happy holidays, Kevin. How you doing?
You too, Joe.
Hey, real quick, I was up in New York with family, and there was 3 to 5 inches of snow, and we had to shovel a lot of it. Now I'm in New Jersey, there's some snow on the ground, but pretty nice weather up here for it. I mean, it's starting to melt with the 50s, but just anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to say, I'm going to go outside on this, and for a guy like Jim Schwartz, that's the person I would say I would want to hire as defensive coordinator here with Washington. I mean, I'm not dismissing the other three you mentioned inside Dan Quinn's field, but you know, if Schwartz is available, and it's pretty cool, maybe the Browns do clean house after this season, if they're just going to have Sanders be the future moving forward, why not have Schwartz here? I mean, Schwartz has had success in some places he's been as defensive coordinator. Why not? So we'll see what happens. And happy New Year to you, Kevin. Hope to talk to you
again
in 2026.
Too,
thanks for everything you do for us.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for the call. Speaking of Kevin in Arlington, he's on hold. Kev, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I'm afraid if Quinn doesn't go out of the family, he's going to lose the family. I mean, he's on notice. And let me, just give me a couple minutes on this.
Well, you only have, like, sorry, we're at the end here. I got to the end quickly, so you got a minute.
Okay. Look, Joe Gibbs didn't know Richie Pettibone. Never worked with him before. Joe Gibbs didn't know Greg Williams. Never worked with him before. And speaking of Greg,
you'd have to say he was the last great or very good D coordinator we've had, and that was 20 years
ago. Yeah, agreed.
When the animal trainer was in charge.
Yeah.
Okay? The last time I was confident in our defense in consecutive years was 04 and 05.
Yeah.
So it's horrible, Kevin. And then, you know, sorry, Quinn hasn't demonstrated with his defenses that they're very good at stopping West Coast offenses, Shanny offenses. You made that point several times this year. That hasn't changed, even if they had competitive games in the playoffs with San Francisco or whatever. It's still a problem. I want our Spags. I want our Fangio, ideally. A head coach who's no longer a head coach, but is a hell of a D coordinator, been successful wherever he's gone. I think we need to open up the checkbook, open up our minds, because for me, Quinn's superpower is no longer defensive coaching. I mean, if it were, why would he have hired Witt? Witt was an abomination. The defense was an abomination for 2 years. Quinn's superpower is team building,
yep.
Culture building. So,
Tab, I got to run, man. I'm all up right. Against it. My fault. But, and everybody on hold, my fault. Look, if you held a gun to my head, I'd say I'd prefer somebody from the outside. But I'm going to tell you, we really don't know. Like, if Al Harris is the next big thing, that's something that inside the game they know that we don't know as much.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Monday. Steve Zabin sitting in for
big
Mr.
Ears.
Finley. Brian Mitchell is in, though, which is a glorious thing. I didn't get to see you on Friday. I did the other half of this show on Friday because it was me and JP, and now I get you.
So yeah, you get the better looking half today.
The more handsome, more athletic.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Everything else. But I'm going to get your full take on the Christmas Day affair between the Commanders and the Cowboys, which feels like it was, oh, I don't know, a million years ago.
It
just
does.
Just the way that vacation and holiday matrix time works.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like that.
We're entering week two of kids being home with their families, if you have young kids. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a week that will challenge your every last bit of patience, right? You no longer have young kids. Like, I don't have young kids
adults.
Anymore. You've got adults, but you're now starting on the grandkids.
But, yeah.
But when you had little kids, especially a larger family, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids, and the way that Christmas and New Year's fell so that it gave 2 full weeks off, God help you on this second week. This is the week in which the mayhem really ratchets up. Where toys from Santa Claus are being stolen from one kid to another. There's complaining about I'm bored because, you know, modern kids, they have so much to stimulate them.
Tell them, get a damn life then.
Right, get out of the house.
Go
when
somewhere
else. When we were young, oh, I'm bored? Okay, here's a thing you have to do. Here's a chore. I'll assign you or get out of the house.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So, so thoughts and prayers for those with kids out there entering this second week. It's an interesting fractured week of sports because we've got New Year's Eve Wednesday night and then New Year's Day Thursday with the college football playoff resuming. Many people I saw complained on social media, B. Mitch, that the second round of the college football playoff should have been played Saturday, and it wasn't.
Nah, listen, man. People like to complain about this thing, but when it comes on, you're going to be happy as hell is on.
It'll be nice to have
yeah,
it on.
You'll be happy it's on. Listen, I'd much rather when there are NFL games anywhere close, don't play a college game. People don't pay attention to them.
Clear the decks?
Yeah.
I know that the TNT games in college football got crushed when they went head-to-head 2 Saturdays ago with the NFL, but they were the worst college games. They were the Ole Miss-Tulane game, blowout. And then the Oregon JMU game blowout that turned into a backdoor cover.
Mm.
So I don't know if that's a true measure. The NFL is always going to win, but we're finally at the rump end of the NFL season.
Mm-hmm.
Week 18, other than the 2 games they loaded onto Saturday, which is causing some, you know, people say people like to complain about stuff. Why do we have 2 of the 3 games that matter on Saturday? It's Carolina-Tampa Bay, 4:30 on ABC/ESPN, followed by Seattle at San Francisco at 8 o'clock, also on ABC/ESPN. Those 2 games plus the season finale Sunday night in Pittsburgh, Steelers, Ravens are the only games with real juice. Every other game either has nothing going on or it's got minor seeding implications, whether you're the 4 seed or the 6 seed or the 5 seed or the whatever seed. So do you like that the two games that really matter, Carolina, Tampa, Seattle, San Fran, are Saturday?
I don't mind.
Saturday.
It's,
is your Saturday open?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
My Saturday is always open. That's the one day of the week I have open. That's awesome. So I don't worry about the other ones. Saturday is always open for me.
For the average John Q family man, though, even though this is a Saturday after New Year's, so we're still on holiday time, isn't that a big ask? Clear the entire Saturday? Imagine having to tell your wife, no, I can't. I need to watch this San Fran Seattle game on Saturday night.
Don't worry, they'll find
it's
something to do.
For the division.
They'll find something to do. Be honest with you, they'll find something to do. Actually, it ain't going to be that bad.
For the division and the 1 seed, I believe, although I think the Rams can say something about it. Don't quiz me, B. Mitch, on all the parameters of the scenarios in Week 18, because I'm not fully up to speed yet. I'm absorbing them. My fragile mind is trying to remember them. All I know is the Commanders are 4-12.
They're done.
They go to Philly. We're in the smoldering wreckage portion of the season where we look over the smoldering wreckage and say, damn, that was bad. What happened? How are we going to fix it? How are we going to clean it up? But they could actually pick as high as 2nd. I've been told.
I don't know, if that is true.
Well, me and Landfill were digging into it in the bullpen there. And Landfill really knew all the parameters of strength of schedule being the tiebreak for Tankathon, not head to head. Is that right, Landfill?
Yes.
Okay. So it's strength of schedule. You're saying you're not sure.
I don't think they could get up to 2nd.
Because why? They could finish with 4 wins.
The Giants,
the Jets, the Titans, and the Cardinals.
The Giants are going to pick before them no matter what.
Because?
They beat the Giants twice.
Not if strength of the schedule is the answer.
You're saying the Giants' schedule was tougher than theirs?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm saying Landfill already sussed this out and figured out that, yes, the Commanders
I listened to TV all weekend.
And they said.
And this team is not going to be in the top three.
Okay, so 4 is the highest.
I think four or five, because right now they're at 7.
Well, okay. Sitting at 4, Cleveland is also at 4. The next stop is 6.
Cleveland ain't beating nobody down the stretch.
Well, they just beat Pittsburgh.
That's Pittsburgh.
They're at Cincinnati, Cleveland is.
Cincinnati going to beat the brakes off of them.
They probably will. Cincinnati is a weird case, aren't they? They have been quietly woodshedding teams with Joe Burrow on 1 foot in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And we got Jaden Daniels in bubble wrap. Like, don't even touch him. Don't look at him. Yeah, you don't want to hurt him.
The thing of it is, like, you know, when you have an offense as electrifying as they do, you try some stuff. Washington offense is not electrifying.
I understand that.
Electrifying!
I love the way they use that term.
I mean, they can play. You got guys who play, but, like, they don't seem to use certain guys in certain instances.
Okay. But just hold up for a second. It's the NFL. Anything could happen. Let me play this out. Cleveland shocks Cincinnati on the road to spite the ghost of Sam Weiss, who once said famously, you live in Cincinnati, you don't live in Cleveland. So Cleveland would exit the 4s. This is all, by the way, predicated on a Commanders loss to the Eagles, which is a safe bet right now. What is the line as we get going on a Monday morning? See if you can look that one up, boys. Metal Chris in the house today running the streams on YouTube and social media. Jeff Walker is here somewhere He's always somewhere doing something. So assuming the Commanders lose to the Eagles, who do have some positional stakes in play.
Is minus 8.
8 is the number.
Right now, yeah.
And as we open shop on a Monday, where do we stand on Mariota versus Josh Johnson versus Jeff Driskel versus the dream boat that is Sam Hartman, who is almost certainly never, ever going to play for the Commanders.
Sam's not going to play.
I know.
So we're not going to put him in it.
So where do we stand on Mariota as of Monday morning?
I don't know if Mariota's going to play.
Okay. Let's assume the Commanders lose. Fine. Commanders pull into port at 4-13. Not too good. Not too good, as Spurrier once said, B. Mitch.
Yep.
Better than some, but not very good.
Not good. But not good. But the thing of it is, this is, whether they pick 1, 4, 5, 2,
you
seven,
say it doesn't matter.
What difference does it make?
It makes a couple spots of difference.
Why?
It makes, in theory, a chance to trade out of it for more assets than you otherwise would. If they could swim all the way up to 2 or 3, and we're still efforting whether or not that's possible. You can tweet us or tweet me to let me know if you've run through the full scenarios. At Zabe on Twitter or X.com. That's Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. If they can swim up to 2 or 3, depending on how things shake out in the winter, with the inevitable floating up of every quarterback who at this time they're like, he's a 10 to 15 guy. And then you turn around in late April, now he's going 3. What? How did that happen? Oh, he had a great workout. The scouts loved him. At the combine, his measurables, his hand size, B. Mitch.
And that is why amazing. Every year we see all these quarterbacks get picked, and most of them are garbage.
Overpicked. Exactly because, right.
So, but the thing of it is, my question, if we need athletes, and whether, like, the Rams with Robert Griffin III, they gave us how many picks?
We gave them
a ton of picks to move up.
It's like 3
did
and
that
2
really change their team up at that point?
No, in fact, they people followed the outcome of those picks by the Rams, and it was mostly rain that never fell to the ground. So, it was radar rain that appeared on the radar but never got anybody wet. It didn't make any difference.
My thing, bro, listen, they I would much rather get the – if I got a pick and I got a guy who's supposed to be a can't miss at 4 or 5 and I'm going to take him, I'd rather take him than try to – I'm going to give me some more later picks that don't work for you.
You know, the funny thing about can't miss guys – sometimes
they miss all the time.
Yeah. I wouldn't say all the time, but
for the most part, a lot of them miss. But the thing of it is, you have to get your guys on your team, coach them the hell up.
Yes.
And play. And like, listen, sometimes a guy that may look good to everybody may not work for you because he may not fit your system. And I think that's the way it got to get to the point around here. Listen, this area, we always want the first rounders. We always want everybody that somebody let go. And then when the team fails, we blame everybody else for it. But the fans always want the people that we go get. And then we get them and they don't get good. Then we like, well, it's all your fault. Well, stop asking for stuff. That's why I believe better go pick. If you got something high, go get one of them. Because in this draft, there are a lot of different positions that are coming up.
Oh.
And you might want to just go get you one and stick with it.
Coming up next segment, I want to play a game called what is your meme to define the Commanders offseason? How is your meme game? Or as Bryce Harper once said innocently, your maymays.
Your maymays.
How is your meme game, B. Mitch? Is it okay, so-so?
Nah, my meme game is awful.
Is it awful? Okay. Whose meme game behind the glass is good? Walker? Landfill? Metal? Am I the only one that plays memes, for God's sakes? Okay, I'll see how it goes. We'll get some listeners to chime in as well. I've got what I think. I've got what I think is the perfect meme for what I think the Commanders offseason should be about. Mm-hmm. But let's put that aside for a second. So I would like to finish out my little fantasy here. So the Browns shocked the world, beat Cincinnati. They climb out of the fours. The Commanders lose to stay as a 4. And then you've got 4 3-win teams. The Giants host Dallas. The Jets are at Buffalo. The Titans are at Jacksonville. And the Cardinals are at the Rams. Those 3 of the 4 are huge asks. The Giants could actually beat Dallas. So you would need then multiple teams to climb out of the threes to join us in the 4 hot tub. And then we would have to SOS them, strength of schedule them, to get up close to the 2 or the 3 pick. But the specifics of that, we're still going to have to pin down. Landfill, mm-hmm. Did you get any further on checking if the strength of schedule is indeed
the
determining factor?
Yeah, strength of schedule is the determining factor. Then it looks like conference is the second one, and then head-to-head is the third.
Okay, all right. So you get up there, like if you can get as high as 2 or 3, now you're in quarterback country. And quarterback country will make a team horny to do something stupid. We're looking for another team to make one big dumb mistake would be nice. So obviously losing this game would be that would be beneficial, advantageous for the Commanders. I think they're probably going to deliver. Can I get your quick thoughts on the Christmas Day game? Where you watched it? What'd you think?
I was at the game.
You were at the game. What? Yeah. Okay, so you're at the game working.
I thought they came out and they gave great effort. They fought in the game. I think if you get that type of effort a whole year, you win way more games than you won this time.
Down 21-3 once they sorted some things out.
Yeah.
And figured out that, hey, we should probably guard that fast guy who runs by everybody.
Yeah.
I saw the all 22. I forget which safety was it that made the wrong step on that play that got burned. Because he was like drifting in like, oh, no, it's no problem. It's their fast return guy. Oh, crap. He's running a post. Yeah. I better start running with him.
Ran right past him.
So after 21-3, they showed some effort. What else did you see on Christmas Day?
I think you got to stick to the run. Although in that game, people left because Bill had 109 yards. I left happy that he had 109 yards, but I'm pissed off he only had 11 carries.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when we start looking at it, that they had 16, 17 carries in that whole football game. And that's everybody. We got out away from the run in the third quarter almost every game for some reason.
Yeah, well.
I don't know why. I don't know. I don't see what's the reasoning behind it. I understand the NFL has gone to passing, but the teams that can run the damn ball, they win a lot.
Yeah.
So you got to find a way to run it and stick to it. And in that game, he has great success with the 70-something yarder and all that type of thing, but you have to be able to. I look at multiple games. It's 3rd and 1, 4th and 1. We're doing all this no back in the backfield stuff. If my 5 offensive linemen can't get me 1 yard, that's a problem. But if you keep doing stuff, you tell them you don't have confidence in them, right?
Right.
So it's kind of a weird thing. They got to find a way to stick to the physicalness of a game. This game is still won by physicality.
Yeah.
It's not won by trickery. It's not won by just tossing around all day. You got to have something else. You look at when the Patriots were winning a lot, they were running the football.
Yeah.
Even look, Andy Reid, you can say what you want about Pat Mahomes throws the ball around a lot, but they do still try to establish a run.
Yeah.
And Pat will run the ball as well. It's just that so many guys got the mindset that, oh, I got to throw it. No, you don't. Yeah. If the running back can pound the hell out of a team, you can get all the yards you want throwing it through the air later on in the football game, believe me.
And you know who ran it Saturday night was John Harbaugh and the Ravens.
They ran the
and
hell
Derrick
out of it.
Derrick freaking Henry set a new record for opposing running back yardage at Lambeau Field, 200-plus yards, 4 touchdowns. And I know a guy that left him off his starting lineup in fantasy. this is one of the all-time – in a championship game, by the way. And when I heard this, I on the group chat, because this is where all men gather now virtually to give each other both affirmation and a bunch of crap. Sometimes it's this one and the same, the affirmation and the crap. And I said, how could you do that? You knew Harbaugh was going to overcompensate for not using him in the final 10 minutes of their loss the week before, and the Packers' defense without Micah Parsons and Devontae Wyatt on the inside, Parsons on the edge, though, they just don't defend the run nearly as well. Like, how could you leave him off the starting lineup? And he said, I started Ashton Jeanty instead because it was a better matchup. It was a better matchup, according to the computer.
That is what – listen, man. Fantasy football has screwed up football because everybody now, they overthink stuff. Matchup.
They overthink like coaches
matchup
overthink.
Is the guy that's 6'4", 6'2", that weighs 220-plus pounds that just road grades people. That's matchup.
Yeah.
You don't care about all that other stuff. Have you not watched the Raiders all year? Have you not watched that team? That team's not good.
No.
So you go with the team that has some semblance of being good, and the fact that you don't have Lamar, they're going to probably lean on Derrick Henry.
That's another factor. So no Lamar. They're playing with motivation because they're still in the playoff hunt. The Raiders are not.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to overcompensate for not using,
the man that week, the week before. So, hey.
It's incredible. I went when I was down to Jacksonville last year, I stayed down by the beach at a friend's Airbnb, and it was near Yulee High School, which is where Derrick Henry is from. He's from the Jacksonville area.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Derrick Henry's high school stats?
No.
They called him the Yulee Bulldozer because when you look at his high school stats, you will not believe them. They are insane. Even for all these NFL players had great high school stats.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you had great high school stats. And the high school stats on Derrick Henry are absolutely absurd. But the notion was that he was washed up, and that's why the Titans moved on from him. The Titans have now moved on from Derrick Henry, head coach Mike Vrabel, traded A.J. Brown, and then gave away Malik Willis.
It tells you that the people
gave away Malik Willis for a bag of groceries.
Whoever's making all the decisions is just an idiot, point blank. He's stupid.
Well, it goes to the and they've changed out GMs. Rand Carthen was there. He's not there anymore, but it goes back to the owner himself. So herself, I should say. So with that said, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. You know, yep. I sat there and listened. The little grandson was around, so I've been playing
how
with him.
How old
since.
Is your grandson?
He's 21 months.
How?
And he got in town on, was it Monday?
Okay.
And I've had some runs with him all day.
Oh boy.
He keeps you entertained, believe
strong
me.
Strong-willed.
Oh
at
man,
that young
he
age.
Keeps you entertained and if he had fun, I was going to have fun. So it was cool.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Use check in motion. Still Purdy with a clean pocket. It's complete. It's Juwan Jennings to the pylon. Touchdown. The Niners take the lead.
Little Sunday night foosball with Mike Tirico, who's really, really good at calling football games. Welcome back. It's Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Kendrick Olsen sitting in for Grant Paulson.
So that's the San Francisco 49ers highlight call. Yada, yada, yada. Here's the point that I'm trying to make when it comes to the 49ers. They're really good. I understand that they're really good. I understand they've had years to build their franchise. I understand they've had a lot of continuity. They've had the same head coach in place. They've had the same general manager, et cetera, in place for a while. The point, though, that I would like to make to everybody is it's hard not to see them win last night in primetime, have a chance now at the one seed overall in the NFC, and you go through their injuries. They're significant IR injuries. Everybody from Fred Warner to Nick Bosa, guys that they're paying $20 million against the cap to, who aren't available for them, haven't been pretty much all season long. Then you go down the list of guys that they were missing last night but have missed throughout the season. Brock Purdy missed a huge chunk of time. I think he's played 8 games for them. Started 8 games, was able to play those, missed a bunch of time. George Kittle has missed 6-plus games. They've been without the services of Brandon Ayuk, who's their equivalent of Terry McLaurin. Now, I'd rather have Terry. He's a much better dude. He's not going to cause as many problems as Brandon Ayuk. But still, Brandon Ayuk was their version of that, a guy that has broken out, that they paid, that they're dedicated to. They're missing $60, $70, $80 million against their cap for pretty much the entire season, and then the week's kind of week-to-week type injuries where they've been without the services of Ricky Pearsall, someone they took very high in the draft a couple years ago. They have been beset by injuries just like Washington has. I understand Christian McCaffrey was available the whole time. He's north of 2,000 scrimmage yards. He's special. My point isn't to say, Washington should be 12-4, and I won't accept anything less. I get you're not going to be as good. I understand, Ked. I'll tag you in here in a second. My frustration is with the pulse, with kind of the narrative that injuries, and you shrug your shoulders like that's the only explanation. There were a lot of guys, this has been the drum that I've beat, and it really was crystallized last night as San Francisco was winning this thriller against Chicago. There are a lot of guys that were the plan, that they were counting on, who weren't hurt for most of the season, who didn't play particularly well. And the build wasn't enough. I understand it's not going to be the same as having been able to layer talent like you want over the course of years and what they inherited. It's an uphill climb. But there's no way you can convince me that you just go, injuries, so you get to be 4-12, maybe even 4-13 if you lose to the Eagles this weekend.
If we're going to be fair, right, talking about the injuries the 49ers have versus what the Commanders have, the 49ers have had some years where, right, Christian McCaffrey gets hurt, they're banged up, and yes, they are 4-12, right?
Absolutely.
They're still mortal, right? They still put their pants on one leg at a time like the rest of us. That being said, even with Purdy going down, because, you know, they're good defensively, right? Robert Saleh, he's back, right? He's coordinated championship, NFC championship-type defenses, right? The one thing that stands out to me that the difference between the two bunches are, and I'm not talking about – because injuries are injuries, and that's the National Football League, and we've heard that, and people have to be able to go out there, and players got to make plays, and coaches got to put them in position to make plays. But they've always gotten the production out of that quarterback room, whether it was Purdy, whether it was Mac, right? Like that guy, the signal caller, right, the shot caller has always produced, right? And then when you have a back – you know, all-purpose yards around with Christian McCaffrey, right? You're able to mask a lot of some of the other inefficiencies, and you couple that with a guy who, it doesn't matter if he's got John Beck, Rex Grossman, whoever it is, right? He produces offensive numbers.
This is all correct. And that's kind of why I say it's not apples to apples. I will never sit there and tell you with everything that's happened, with the easier schedule that San Francisco has had than Washington, that there's any way that Washington should be 12-4. Like, with all the injuries and things that they've had, it is absolutely a factor. Totally fair. And your other point is very good, that they've had years where it's been too much, and they were 6-11 last year. In 2020, they were 6-10. Now, surrounded by 12-5, 13-4, 12-4, 10-7, 13-3, conference championship appearances, 2 Super Bowl appearances in there, etc., where they've got a pretty good track record kind of surrounding it. I understand they haven't, it's not apples to apples. But what I keep coming back to is, if you give this group here in Washington a pass by simply saying, you know, what are you supposed to do? A guy's got hurt. Their version of guys getting hurt is, you know, Trent Williams, all pro, is missing some time. Our version is, Dietrich Wise. And nothing wrong with Dietrich Wise. It's not his fault, Dietrich Wise. He's a good player. But they're paying him $3 million to be a run stuffer. And once he's gone, it's now a bridge too far. When Nick Bosa can't play, that's an all-pro a couple years ago, consistent pro bowler, a 20-plus million-year hit against the cap that he signed a handful of years ago. That guy hadn't been available all year long. Washington's version of that is a guy that was a win for them, and Dorrance Armstrong, who they plucked from Dallas, who could do a little bit more than he was being asked to do, was a part-time player, was a situational guy. They elevated him to kind of full-time starter, had a renaissance with Washington, and he was awesome. I'm not discrediting Dorrance Armstrong. But my point is, if the whole operation hinges, it sounds like I'm beating these guys up, and I don't mean to. If the whole operation hinges on Dietrich Wise, then your operation's broken. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you can't survive without a run-stuffing, stay-at-home defensive end that's going to set the edge, then you weren't going to survive. That's kind of my point. So this is part coaching. This is part Peters. This is part a million different factors. Some blame can be cast upon Rivera and the Martys for leaving the cupboard pretty bare. But there was an approach here. There was a certainty that I think there was a swing and miss when it came to this build to be prepared for any contingency beyond a couple of injuries.
Yeah, I mean, you going into this season, I can pretty much say without talking to anybody confident that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters did not think the season would go this way.
And I didn't either, for the record.
Nobody did. Mm-hmm. Nobody did. I mean, the stark difference between this time last year to where we're at now is you couldn't be on polar opposites, right? Just from a fan base, from where the football team is. And you're 100% correct. I hate to say it. No, it doesn't make good for radio, but you cannot just blame this on injuries because everybody has injuries. And the people that you do bring in to replace those players should be capable of doing what you were asking those other players to do because you're not having to replace all pro type players. Like when you talk about a Nick Bosa, a Trent Williams, those type. Not losing Jaden, which I do believe was the heartbeat of this football team.
Yeah, that's massive.
I think that did something to the whole team because when he was out there, there was never a time last year, and even this year, if I'm being honest, where you would say, oh, we're out of this football game because you believed in him, you believed in the offense and how he could score really quickly, right? And so some of your deficiencies didn't stand out as much because you were winning football games. And when a play was made, we were able to come back here during the week and say, oh, that play is what helped us win the football game. Whereas as now some of those same plays are happening, but there's other plays that are negating them and then they're losing football games, right? And so what Jaden meant to this football team, franchise quarterback, electric, right, could throw the deep ball, could run, right? He's one of the better athletes in the National Football League, right? Not having him, I think, really changed the dynamic of this football team because it was so Jaden-focused, which it should have been, right? Yeah. He did everything he was supposed to do, right? He was the high draft pick, Heisman Trophy winner, is working his tail off, right? He was endorsed by Bobby Wagner, which is a future Hall of Famer, right? And so that group really worked well together, and for whatever reason this year, that chemistry has been off and those plays have not been made. So you can't blame it on injuries because everybody deals with injuries. It's the National Football League.
And again, I'm arguing against myself here, but they suffered more than the average team. I mean, there's data points that support that, right? They had more man games missed from starters than nearly anybody, et cetera. I'm not sitting here telling you that the record should be reversed. I'm saying you can't have a month where you lose by 21 points a game in this league. That cannot happen. And there's more to it than just saying guys are hurt. So, 800-636-1067 is the phone number. What do you say to people who are telling you it's just injuries? And you want to tell me and Kedrick Olsen that it's just injuries. You're welcome to do that. Explain to us why we're wrong. 800-636-1067. I hear that narrative a ton, that the injuries, and then we kind of move on to the next thing. There's way more to it than that for me. And San Francisco is kind of my counterpoint, where they're beat up, they're missing stars, they missed a bunch of guys for a huge chunk of time, just like Washington did, and they are playing for the one seed. I'm not saying Washington should be playing for the one seed. I'm saying they should have had some meaningful games past November 1st. That's kind of what I'm talking about here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages.
Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.